Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren is here with all of the sports news, starting there with Mayo and that announcement about the manager.
Yeah, Karen. Unfortunately, Kevin McStay, the Mayo football manager, has had to step away for the time being with some health issues. So he's stepping back as the senior football manager for the immediate future. Stephen Rochford is going to take charge of the footballers for the next while. This season has been his third in charge. And I spoken to him a couple of weeks ago, and he was in great form. Last result didn't go their way. A bit of an upset, losing to Cavan, but they'd be hoping to get their campaign back on track against Tyrone next up. He intends to return to the role when he has recovered, and we do wish him all the very best. Kevin, a great friend to the RTE Sports Department in his role as analyst, but also taking on that big job with the Mayo footballers as well. The Mayo County Board, it's been a busy time for them because they also had a meeting last night, and they've released a statement following this meeting with the GAA President Jarda Burns and the Director General Tom Ryan. So the county's finances and allegations of a campaign against abusive emails to board members were discussed. Now, the board has denied claims of financial mismanagement. They also claim that some of their members have been subject to an ongoing campaign of harassment and intimidation. The issue has been reported to the Gardaí. RTE Sport has agreed a new broadcast deal to cover the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Camogie Championships, with the senior, intermediate and premier junior finals live on RTE television on Sunday, the 10th of August. Now, Kilkenny captain Katie Power is hoping her team can get back to the big day after failing to get past the quarter-final stage for the past two campaigns.
It was disappointing. The semi-finals were in Nolan Park as well, and we didn't feature. So, you know, for a Kilkenny team not to be in it was very disappointing. So the aim this year is to try to get out of the group. And, you know, the goal is to get back to a semi-final, and hopefully, you know, we can keep motoring towards that. But, you know, we're in a very difficult group, and there's probably four teams realistically that can come out with the three spots. So we'll be under pressure, I'd say.
In rugby, Leinster's centre Robbie Henshaw has been ruled out of the remainder of the season with a knee injury. He hurt himself in the recent victory over Glasgow. Prop Tadhg Furlong will also miss this weekend's URC quarter-final against Scarlets at the Aviva Stadium. The game is live both on RTÉ Television and RTÉ Radio 1. The Irish women's team are continuing their preparations for a big couple of days in the Nations League. The Irish team away to Turkey on Friday, and they play Slovenia then in Cork next Tuesday. Katie McCabe due to arrive with the Irish team later today after her success in the Champions League. Jockey Danny Gilligan is enjoying a great start to the season, and he guided Gordon Elliott's Western Foal to victory in the €100,000 Michael Mayo National in front of a very large crowd in Ballinrobe last night. Danny spoke to Dave Keena.
Yeah, lovely performance. Nice step up from Tipperary, and his jumping has really come on leaps and bounds, and hopefully there's still another bit of improvement in him.
You're getting great opportunities this season now from Gordon.
It's brilliant, yeah. I can't thank Gordon and his owners enough, putting me on plenty of nice horses, and delighted to be paying him back with a few winners.
And finally, defending champion Iggy Swiatek is through to the second round of the French Open. Next up for her meeting with Emma Raducanu.
Darren, thank you very much. It's 7:39.